everybody. In Parshas Emor, Hashem says, it's Perek Chaf Beis, Pasuk Lamed Beis, V'lo Sechalelu Es Shem Kodshi, V'nikdashti B'soch B'nei Yisrael, Ani Hashem Mekadishchem. Do not desecrate my holy name. Sanctify my name among B'nei Yisrael. I am God. What exactly does this Pasuk mean? What is Hashem telling us to do? The Rambam, Rav Moshe ben Maimon, who died in 1204, says in Hilchos Yesodei HaTorah Perek Hey, that if a Jew were to be forced to commit a sin upon the threat of death, that Jew is commanded to commit that sin and not die. However, that is only true about most of the mitzvos. If a Jew were forced to commit one of the three cardinal sins, avodah zara, gilui arayos, shfichus damim, it's idol worship, adultery, and murder, then yehareg v'yal yavor, the Jew must die rather than commit one of those sins. There's many details of this halacha and of this mitzvah, but the general idea is this. If a person were to commit these sins, that is v'lo sechalelu Eshem Kodshi. That would be a great chilul Hashem, God forbid. However, if a person were to die rather than perform one of these three cardinal sins, that is v'nikdashti b'soch b'nei Yisrael. It's a powerful, powerful kiddush Hashem. And Rashi, Rav Shlomo Yitzchaki, who died in 1105, says the same thing on our pasuk. And the Rambam says that this is the meaning of a pasuk in Tehillim, in Mizmor Mem Dalid, pasuk Chaf Gimel, Ki Alecha Horagnu Kol Hayom. For your sake, Hashem, we are killed all day or every day. That's the Rambam. It's a very weighty and phenomenally challenging mitzvah. We, of course, daven that we are never, ever challenged with this mitzvah, Emir Tzashem. However, we must ask the following question. The pasuk that the Rambam brings about someone who is Mekade Shem Shamayim is from Tehillim. Ki Alecha Horagnu Kol Hayom. For your sake, Hashem, we are killed all day. But that pasuk seems strange at first glance. Is it really so that we're challenged every single day to give up our lives al kiddush Hashem? So perhaps one can suggest that on a global, on a national level, it is true, or at least it seems to be true. Jews are unfortunately in trouble somewhere in the world every single day. We hear all the time, unfortunately, about anti-Semitism and terrorism and harassment of all kinds somewhere in the world. And it is true that collectively, kol hayom horagnu kol hayom. The Rashba, the great Rishon, the Rashba of Shlomo ben Aderet, who died in 1310, says in a responsa in Shut HaRashba Chelek Hei Simin Nun Hei that this pasuk is referring to what we say in Kriyashma every single day. Every single day, we accept upon ourselves that we are prepared to die al Kiddush Hashem. And that, says the Rashba, just accepting that, honestly and sincerely, that is kol ki alecha horagnu kol hayom. And this Rashba is based on the Zohar in Chelek Aleph Daf Kuf Chaf Dalid Amud Beis. That's the Rashba. Well, we still must ask a question. The pasuk says ki alecha horagnu kol hayom. We die all day for your sake, God. The pasuk doesn't say ki alecha horagnu kol yom, that we die for you, God, every day, but ki alecha horagnu kol hayom. All day we're prepared to die for you, or we do die for you. We don't say kriyashma all day. So this question is asked by the Slonimer Rebbe, Rav Shalom Noach Berzovsky, who died in the year 2000. It's in his Nesivos Shalom on Parshas Emor, beginning on page Tzadi Vav, and he says the following beautiful and fundamental idea. Kiddush Hashem is not only about being prepared to die al Kiddush Hashem, but living al Kiddush Hashem. And how do we do that? By fighting our Yetzer Hara all day, every day. There is not a human alive that does not have a Yetzer Hara. And for someone to fight that Yetzer, to control and to channel their physical desires, that is truly a Kiddush Hashem. Nothing we do can really change God Himself, both for good or for bad. But we do have the ability to impact the way Hashem is viewed in this world, to improve, or God forbid, to degrade His name, His reputation, so to speak. Our actions can change the way people view God or think about God in this world. That is Kiddush Hashem in the positive, or Chilul Hashem in the negative, God forbid. However, says the Nesivo Shalom, by acting in a godlike manner, in a holy manner, and not giving in to our base instincts, we sanctify God's name by rising up to the challenge and showing ourselves and showing the world that we have a choice to act godly and not to succumb to every drive and to every urge. When we do that, we truly sanctify God's name in a powerful and special way. Have an amazing day, everyone!